already bent in the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
This station is WMUC-FM, College Park.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was The Ballad of the Hip Death Goddess by Fuzz Against Junk. They're doing a cover. The original was by Ultimate Spinach, but that's a very fine cover, in my opinion. Sebastian's here. He said today's subject is going to be parody songs and comedy.
Yeah.
And I may have played this recently, but I got to play it again because it's very topical and current. It's a story about the Vatican by Tom Lehrer. So I'll start that up.
Another big news story of the year concerned the ecumenical council in Rome, known as Vatican II. Among the things they did, in an attempt to make the church more commercial, was to introduce the vernacular into portions of the Mass to replace Latin, and to widen somewhat the range of music permissible in the liturgy. But I feel that if they really want to sell the product in this secular age, what they ought to do is to redo some of the liturgical music in popular song forms. I have a modest example here. It's called The Vatican Rag. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican Rag. Processional, step into that small confessional. There the guy who's got religion will tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria. Gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican Rag.
For the holiday gift-giving season, Neil Young's Hefter sings the blues. The songs of the master songwriter sung in tribute to their master. It's Neil Young's Cat and Hamster on Purina Records and Tapes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dred Zeppelin.
Play something for me, boys. That's good. It's got that reggae feel like I like, you know. All right, we're going to start out with something now that was off our very first record. It was our very biggest record. There's no real no bigger than this one, I guess. Drive our ship to such a new land. Find a woman, a sing and a cry. About how low I am coming. Such a feel so free. Whisper tales of the dawn. Of how they can come. Baby, the times of war. We are
I'm a rigaman, coming at you, I'm a rigaman, coming at you right now. Rigga rigaman, I don't do it by it, man, I don't do it by it. Oh no, arrest a parade, oh, arrest a parade. I'm a rigga rigaman, got a dreadlocks, man, I got a dreadlocks.
Tonight you better start rebuilding all your ribbon. Be sent trust if you win the game. You smile upon your losing, I said, yeah.
What is it good for?
It's good for absolutely nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. All right, thank you very much.
This is the Earth Mother News.
What with the cost of heating and cooling your home going up all the time, here's a great way to beat the system. You can build your very own nuclear reactor. That's right. Atomic energy is here to stay, so don't let some Hollywood starlets scare you with a lot of fast talk and fancy movies. Fission can be fun. To make your reactor, you'll need a few things. 18 miles of copper tubing, 140 tons of good old Portland cement, and as much electrical wiring as you can find. And oh yes, one more thing, plutonium. Now don't despair, it's a lot easier to get than you might think. Just write to any major terrorist group on your company letterhead, and they'll be glad to send you some for a small fee, or maybe just in trade for some guns. Yes, the barter system is still alive. Now, once you get it, be careful not to leave it out around the house where the cat may get at it and cause a whole lot of trouble. Keep it locked away tight until you're ready to plug the whole thing in. Now, when you're laying the foundation and pouring the cement, you may want to invite all your friends over to help. Just like an old-time barn raising, you can cook up a mess of goodies the night before and make it into a regular party. It'll be a whole lot of fun. Now, when you get the concrete poured so that it's several feet thick and it's filled with U-235 heavy water and all the rods are in place and you turn on the switch and it all just starts humming away, you'll be glowing with pride knowing that you've done something that'll affect generations to come. For a copy of this report, just send 3 gold bars to The Fish and Mission, Mission Viejo, California.
That was the Earth Mother News.
Earth Mother News from Travesty Limited. Before that was Howard Stern. Paying tribute to the artist Neil Young with Neil Young's Cat. And so we're doing the subject of parodies today. So some of these parodies, I wonder if I should do the original song first so you know it's being parodied, and then do the parody version. So
I think that's a good idea. We played the Immigrant Song by Dred Zeppelin. Not Led Zeppelin. It's Dred Zeppelin.
Okay.
And it was a mix of Elvis impersonator with reggae stuff. So, very, very nice. I don't know. What do you think about Elvis singing a Led Zeppelin song with some reggae stuff?
I've heard Dred Zeppelin before, and it is amusing to me, and I do enjoy them. So, that I like that pick there, the Immigrant Song.
So, do you want to play the original Immigrant Song?
Well, we could if you want to, but people are pretty well, I think, familiar with it. Like, when they hear your parody version, it reminds them of the original version. This one might be, this is more like for old people. So, to know what the parody is, we'll go back to about, I guess, the 1950s, an old Irish folk song, and then we'll hear the parody version. Because I don't know if people know this or not.
So what is the name of the original song?
The original song is called Dear Old Donegal.
And what is it for?
By Dennis Day.
And what is the parody song?
The parody song is called Shake Hands with Your Uncle Max by Alan Sherman. We'll hear that next. So we'll do them back to back and see how that works. Okay. So start that up.
Flowers in May in dear old Donegal.
Oh, it seems like only yesterday I left the port of Cork, a wanderer from Erin's Isle. I landed in New York without a friend to meet me there and a stranger on the shore. But I wore an honest Irish heart and fortune came galore. So here I am going back to dear old Erin's Isle. The friends, they'll meet me on the pier and they'll greet me with a smile. There are faces there that I'll surely forget, for I was so long away. Me mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say, shake hands at your Uncle Mike, me boy, shake hands at your sister Kate. Oh, here is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate.
Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the Colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Oh, they'll give a party when I get back, and they'll come from near and far. They'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars.
The spirits will flow and we'll all be gay, we'll fill your hearts with joy. The piper will play an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy.
Oh, tomorrow off to the church I'll go, and wedded I will be to my pretty little Colleen Vaughn, sweet Biddy McGee. For Biddy was true and faithful to her Ginny o'er the sea. We'll join the harp and shamrocks to the Stars of Liberty. They'll come Rannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malarkey, Mahon, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Dooley, Muldooney, Malone, Madigan, Cadigan, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Houlihan, Flynn, Shanahan, Lanahan, Hogarty, Fogarty, Kelly, O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn.
Hey, and with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and here's your sister Kate.
And here is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate.
Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the colleagues all.
You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Mm-hmm.
I sell a line of plastics, and I travel on the road, and I have a case of samples, which, believe me, is a load. Every night a strange cafe, a strange hotel, and then early in the morning, I am on the road again. When the season's over and my lonesome journey ends, that's the only time I see my family and my friends. I drive up Ocean Parkway, and before I stop the car, my ma leans out the window and she hollers, "Here we are!" Shake hands with your Uncle Max, my boy, and here is your sister Cheryl, and here is your cousin Isabel, that's Irving's oldest girl. And you remember the Tishman twins, Gerald and Jerome. We all came out to greet you and to wish you welcome home. Meet Merowitz, Barowitz, Handelman, Shandelman, Sperber and Gerber and Steiner and Stone, Moskowitz, Lubowitz, Ahrens and Behrens, Feynman and Feynman and Friedman and Cohn, Smolowitz, Wallowitz, Teitelbaum, Mandelbaum, Levin, Levinsky, Levine and Levi, Brumberger, Schlumberger, Minkus and Thinkus and Stein with an E-I and Stein with a Y. Shake hands with your Uncle Sal, mine boy, and here is your brother Sid, and here is your cousin Yetta, who expects another kid. Whenever you're on the road, mine boy, wherever you may roam, we'll all be here when you come back to wish you
top in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bear when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. He give his word and he give his hand that his Indian friends could keep their land. The rest of his life he took the stand that justice was due every redskin band. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so we hear tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. When he come home, his politicking done, the Western march had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. His land is biggest and his land is best, from grassy plains to the mountain crest. He's ahead of us all, meeting the test, following his legend into the west. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. King of the wild frontier.
Thank you. born in the wilds of the Lancy Street, home of gefilte fish and kosher meat. Hand him it a knife for a hair's of tea. He flicked him a chicken when he was only three.
Dovey Crockett.
He sat in the sun and geracket and gebacket.
Dovey Crockett.
In 1813 he fought in the honors. Then came the Litvaks and the Galicianers. A figure hugged redskins all over the shtetl. He never lost his head, he never lost his shtetl.
Dovey Crockett.
He chewed tobacco and gehissed and gerackert.
Dovey Crockett.
King of the Lancy Street. He went down south looking for a maidel. Met a little tzatzkele called Daisy Fredel. From near and far they came to the hippie. Elected him president of the B'nai Mississippi.
Mazel tov, Dovey Crockett.
A mazel tov the mame und der alte Crockett.
Mazel tov, Dovey Crockett.
King of the Lancy Street. He went out west on his federal schlame. Took along Fredele, his weibele Shane. Schlame had gefleet via an aeroplane. He got to Las Vegas ahead of the train.
Dovey, Dovey Crockett.
He walked up to the crepe table with a full pocket.
Dovey, Dovey Crockett. King of the Lancy Street.
He shot like a gambler, owner of the world. Up came two sixers and read the geld. He felt very sad, that's my opinion. He would have said Kaddish, but he couldn't find a minion.
Dovey, Dovey Crockett.
Verloren die Hasen, he went home naked.
Dovey, Dovey Crockett.
He's back on the Lancy Street.
Dovey, Dovey Crockett. He's back on the Lancy Street.
Yum, to the bim bum bim bum bum. Way down in Africa, a dorkin' in the jungle, you'll find a knish doctor who looks just like your uncle. The natives know him by the name of Jungle Yankle. He's like, oh, hi, oh, hi, I'm in the my shape, he's my patient. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, I felt the Veronica's too.
Oh, hi, oh, hi, I'm in the my shape, he's my patient. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, I felt the Veronica's too.
All day they come to him, the quetches and the kranke. They come to him in sizes, kürze, breit and lange. He smells them on his mouth and then applies the bunkers. Ooh, hi, I'm in the ship, it's a patient. Ooh, hi, yeah, ooh, hi, I felt the Veronica's too.
Ooh, hi, yeah, ooh, hi, I'm in the ship, it's a patient. Ooh, hi, yeah, ooh, hi, I felt the Veronica's too.
He doesn't have a fancy office or a chain of nurse. He makes his pills right in a grocer too. And if your kepele is hoiding nasals on your stoop, need a hatchet evil hot gear up the cup.
What's that?
He says, oh, hi, and on the ship, it's my patient. Oh, hi, yeah, I felt the Veronica's too. For those with pipic trouble, he prescribes half knitches. From wimes he makes a mifel that is real delicious. He even davens and he schneids at local brisses. Ooh, hi, yeah, ooh, hi, Mendel, may she pitch a pitch a patient. Come, Mendel, give a blues. This boy can blues from north. For Kempator and Yankele cooks hot cannibal soup. For ulcers he will chop some monkey liver. He don't belong to Blue Cross or a medical group. Here's diplomas from the Bwana Wana Yeshiva.
Good boy.
Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, Mendel Meisha, Bishop, Bishop, Bishop. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, for folk that are on a guest too. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, Mendel Meisha, Bishop, Bishop, Bishop. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, for folk that are on a guest too.
A twofer there from Mickey Katz. Knish Doctor, which is a parody of the song Witch Doctor, which is an old rock and roll song from the 60s. Before that, his parody of the Davy Crockett song called David Crockett. We'll do some Fire Sign Theater next before we'll figure out what to do next. Try this out.
Hello. Recognize these teeth? I'm Art Snob, and I'm speaking for Mr. Leonardo's Warehouse of Eternal Art. Move the Louvre to your own den or patio with this indoor-outdoor all-weather art. These beautiful paintings are oil on astroturf by great masters, and each painting is signed by someone. All your favorite subjects, bulls, panthers, clowns, hobos, sad-eyed orphans. Look at these, panthers eating clowns, orphans roasting hobos, sad-eyed bulls goring crying orphans. This is your rugged, year-round art, perfect for your patio or under your car. Here's how to order.
That's Mr. Leonardo's Warehouse of Eternal Art at 82 Haunted Shopping Mall Highway in King's Nose. Offer not valid in states covered by active consumer fraud statute.
Call extension 95 and order now before it's too late.
At Tonto's First Cowboy Bank, you can use your sidekick card at any one of our conveniently located money holes.
Howdy, Deputy.
Hi.
Insert your sidekick card in my holster, please.
Sure, here.
Gee, I'm sorry to tell you, your account is overdrawn, $79.55.
Oh, gee.
Stick them up.
Hey, put that gun away, huh?
Now, empty your pockets into my money bag.
Sure, here.
Thank you. 84 cents in change, 3 bus tokens, and a rooster head contraception.
Give me back my contraception.
You're still short $78.44. How about that watch?
Oh, my dad gave me this. Oh, okay, here.
A Rolex?
Yeah, a Rolex.
No, this is a North Korean ripoff of a Rolex worth only $28. Let's have that class ring on your finger.
I was going to sell this at the 23 Union. All right.
Worth $41.
Bad.
Not bad.
Not good.
Another $9 and you're out of here.
Now, what do you want, my shoes?
Give me your shoes.
Oh, all right. Here, take them.
Half a hair's Boston Trail Thumpers. Last year's model. Too bad, partner. Only worth $4. How about that t-shirt?
Oh, no. Not my tour Oh, I take it.
You're in luck. A White Rains on Toast Third Farewell Tour
tank top.
That's a collector's item worth $16. You're in the black. Now, skedaddle, partner. Dang it.
Hey, watch out.
Come on in.
You are here.
Come on in.
You are here.
If it's soft and hard to find,
it's Wimpy.
Wimpy Software. We've got the hard ones.
Gagglebacks from Infonerd.
Wormhole.
Troll Trap.
Pyduster from Comic-Con.
Hugo's Mystical Head.
Beat off the bats in Drac Attack from HackerCore.
Tired of flipping the mouse? Jump on our giant joystick.
Free with every 5 games.
Ultra Boring Adventure 2? We've got it.
Play with the big boys. Come on in.
You are here.
Hello, I'm Jackie Stupid. Today, I'm being taken for a ride, just like you were when you bought this new Recall.
It's the new Recall, the substandard compact from Kamikaze Motors.
And this is no ordinary drive. We're heading for the edge of the Grand Canyon to test the new plastic brake system with a look of real metal that's raised so many eyebrows among surviving American consumers.
This is the Kamikaze Recall, voted the most advertised car by Road & Hearst magazine.
Oh, here comes the edge. Time to hit the brakes. Oh, I already have. It's time for me to get out.
Get out and get going to your kamikaze dealer.
True to form, the door is hopelessly jammed, but this seatbelt is broken, so I can use it to smash through the window that never opens. So long, laddie.
I know!
What a mess. I should have gone to Worcester, Sister Shire.
Ow!
Don't you worry, never fear. Robin Hood will soon be here.
Oh, Guinevere, this is where I came in. Oh, you again. Sheriff of Nottingham, meet Little John.
How do you
Glad
do?
Glad to meet you.
Little John, Sheriff of Nottingham.
How do you do, I'm sure?
It's a pleasure.
Sheriff, John.
John.
Hello.
John, Sheriff. Sherry, Nottingham.
What, Sheriff. You?
S-A-B-N, L-J. L-J, S-A-B-N.
Hello. It's a pleasure, hiya. Hello. Arto. Arto. Glad to meet you. It's a pleasure, hiya. Hello.
Stop it! Oomph! Halt in the name of the king!
The king? Lo, the king approached!
King indeed! Ha! Dost thou taketh me for a fooleth?
No, really! He approacheth the inn now, or yon Chevy Chase.
I ignore you.
But it's honest and truly him. Look, look, it's the king. His most royal majesty cometh. Sound the welkins and blow the crumpets. The king is here. Look, look, the king. Oh, mighty king.
Ooh, I shall probably hate if myself cometh the dawn. Where, liar? Huh?
Presenting His Most Royal Majesty, the King.
The King! Your Majesty.
The Sheriff of Nottingham, in gratitude for your faithful service, I shall knight thee.
Your Most Gracious Majesty.
In the name of my most royal majesty, I knight thee. Arise, sirloin of beef. Arise, earl of cloves. Arise, duke of Brittingham. Arise, baron of Munchausen. Arise, essence of myrrh, duke of magnesia, quarter of ten.
You are too kind, your majesty.
Got lots of stamina.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
Good Heath. And now we present the first episode of a new radio drama series, The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots. Part 1. The beginning.
You are Mary, Queen of Scots.
I am.
Take this, Mary, Queen of Scots.
Thank you.
Hilda, be my love.
Dark out tonight. I wonder where Billy is. Boo! Jumping Jesus, Billy! You scared the living shit out of me!
Hello, boys!
Oh!
Oh, it's Mr. Science!
Yeah, you know, scientific evidence, kids, has shown that a good scare frequently can cause sudden and severe bowel movement.
Well, how about shitting bricks?
Tommy, that's a popular misconception. But it is possible to pass spheres, cones, rhomboids, and other geometric shapes.
Gee. Well, how about flogging your dolphin?
That's a question that serves no purpose.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, what you got?
Well, there's egg and bacon. Egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 bacon and spam, 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 spam. Or lobster thermidor crevettes with the Bordeaux sauce served in the Provençal manner with shallots and aubergines garnished with truffle pate, brandy and a fried egg on top and spam.
Have you got anything without spam?
Well, the spam egg, sausage and spam. That's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Hasn't got as much spam in it as spam, egg, sausage and spam, has it?
Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam. You can't have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam!
I don't like spam!
Shh, dear, don't cause a fuss. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, spam and spam!
Spam, 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 spam!
Baked beans are off!
Well, can I have a spam instead of the baked beans, then?
You mean spam, 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 spam! Spam, 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 spam,
Hamburgers are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, just eat it, just eat it, just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food to start some kind of game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. Ooh! You better chow down or it's gonna get cold. So eat it, I don't care if you're full. Just eat it, eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Disco, maybe it's not too late to get into rock and equipment. I have never been happier now that I'm into this rock and roll thing. I sold my white three-piece suit at a garage sale last weekend, made $25. Got rid of my 280Z, picked myself up a beat-up old 69 Dart, melted down all my gold jewelry into a Led Zeppelin belt buckle. I mean, things are happening. Boy, it's so easy to be led astray by all those pictures of Margaret Trudeau in People magazine, making you think you're supposed to get into disco. I was a teenage disco duck.
Hi, I'm Dub Dudley, a professional truck driver, and now a hit songwriter too. How many times have you been behind the wheel of a big rig, humming along to the CB, saying to yourself, heck, I could probably write a half-decent song? Well, heck, you probably could, and I'm here to help. Because with the famous Truck Driver's School of Songwriting course, you'll be jamming notes as well as gears and changing keys as smooth as you change lanes. Just listen to some of the hit songs written by our graduates.
Driving a big truck, driving a big truck, driving a big, big truck. Driving a big truck.
I said, baby, I'll have some coffee. She said, is that for here or to go? I said, babe, I've been driving all night long. I'd like to set a spell, you know.
Hey, there's Uncle Bear.
You can't catch me. Got my foot to the floor, gotta take a beat.
Yes, with the famous Truck Driver's School of Songwriting, you'll learn how to turn an 18-wheeler into 18-karat gold. Just send $9.99 for our free booklet, How to Write Songs About Trucks, and Truck Drivers, and Truck Stops, and the trucking industry, and women who will do just about anything. Right back at you, good buddy.
The Famous Truck Driver's School of Songwriting, not affiliated with the Famous Songwriter School of Truck Driving or the AFL-CIO.
Yeah.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Barbie.